I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, meatballs.
Welcome back.
So, right now we're recording. It's 12 o'clock. And yeah. Dina said, oh, 12 o'clock, it's okay to start having some alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, so the difference between me and my meatball Nicole, especially when we film, I feel like I need to wait until 12.
You judge yourself.
I do judge myself.
She's like, it's only like 10. We can't have a mimosa yet.
But I think also I'm like, will I make it? I feel like at 12, I'm like, okay, it's like the afternoon. It's not the morning
anymore. It's more acceptable.
I feel like I'm okay drinking.
Yeah, no. I'll be like, oh, 9 a.m.? Mimosa? Yeah. Sure.
Angeline is good with you with that. She'll, like, drink the morning with you.
Ange will literally drink at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, I will get her shit ready. I won't drink that early.
I'll wait until 12.
Yeah.
Cheers!
Cheers, meatballs. Welcome. Happy Jersey. Obviously, make sure you watch the show tonight, 8 p.m. on MTV. There's a ton of stuff going on. I mean, the season is already packed with the episodes that you guys just saw.
I hope you guys love it.
Yeah, so make sure you guys watch tonight. And I think we're going to start off with meatball questions.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because we have a ton here.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all of them.
Yeah, so we're going to shout everyone out. And the first one is from It's Nessa. And she wants to know, how long have you meatballs been friends?
So, actually, me and Nicole were friends on MySpace first.
We were MySpace buddies for, like, 3 years.
I know, before and, like, we even met.
We didn't even meet, but, like, we knew. We're, like, soulmates.
Yes. Like, right, I feel like we knew each other in a different life.
Yes, totally. So right when I saw her and I saw all of her videos and stuff, I'm like, I know this girl. I was like, she's me. I was like, we are twins. Like, I love her. And we finally met the day that I was bringing you into the Shore House, season 3.
But we were talking.
No, yeah. But that was like the first time that we saw each other in person.
I want to say probably since we were talking since, when did MySpace come out? Like 2008?
Yeah.
2003.
All right, so 2000. So we were probably talking since like 2007.
Crazy.
And then,
so the first time we met was when I picked her
7,
up.
7, 8, 9. So since 2007, me and Nicole have been interactive.
Yeah, literally best friends on the internet. And then when we finally saw each other, it wasn't like awkward, like, hi, nice to meet you. It was just like, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, I miss you. Like, we never even
literally
hugged each other.
It was totally meant to be.
Yeah, so we've been friends for a while.
But she thought I was coming in the first season. I think we spoke about this in prior episodes, but you were waiting, because we had spoke, like I said, since like 2007, so we both knew we were going on to the
And of course, we both tried out for the show.
And all of a sudden, I don't show up, and she's like, where are you, bitch? And that's how our main producer knew, the executive producer knew we knew each other.
They were like, how do you know Dina? I'm like, we're best friends.
Yeah. We haven't met, but we're best friends.
I was like, she's my bestie. Space. Yeah, so we've known each other for a while. Okay, so this is from 2020. Hey, Glam. What's a typical meatball adventure? So let's do old school meatball adventure and then now mommy meatball adventures.
That sounds good, because they definitely have changed.
100%. So old school meatball adventures on Jersey back in the day.
Oh, boy. Those were something.
We would wake up still drunk from the night before.
Yep.
And we'd be like, let's just go to the boardwalk and drink all day. Like, today is going to be a meatball day.
Yeah, we would say it from, like, the get-go when we open our eyes. Like, it's still drunk. Today is definitely going to be a meatball day. So where are we going?
Yeah, so all the producers would scramble and be like, oh, today's the day. Who's going to follow these two? Like, we need, like, 5 cameras on these girls.
We were always the only people that were allowed to go solo places. So they knew, even if me and Nicole went out together, good chance me and Nicole were going separate ways at some point. So they needed enough cameras and people to be able to follow two meatballs.
Because
so,
we go on an adventure.
Yeah. And they loved that. They loved meatball days. People would, like, pay money to who's going to follow the meatballs.
Yeah. The cameramen would fight. They would be like, we want the meatballs.
Yeah. No, like, we want the meatballs.
Yeah. So, yeah, back in the day, meatball days would be like, we'd wake up straight to the boardwalk, straight to the bar.
Yes.
In our furry boots.
Still pajamas.
Skanky outfits. Or, yeah, we don't shower. We just go. And then we're drinking literally all day till, like, 6. And then we get home. Wasted, and then everyone's like, where were
dinner,
you guys?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
I would be like, at the dinner table.
I would have a jar of pickles
and then
and like a raw potato.
But let me tell you, we always rallied, so we would like get back, we would, you know, sit at the dinner table with everyone. They would judge us and give
everyone was sober, like, we did GTL looks. Today. We're like, cool, we drank.
And then we would get ready, and we would look freaking amazing going out. I'm sorry. But for, like, drunken messes, we looked freaking hot.
We looked hot.
I'm sorry. In Italy, when we did the whole day.
Oh, and you danced your underwear off?
No, no, no.
And then we were lesbians?
No, no, no. Not that one.
Oh, okay.
Not that time. Not that time.
Hey, although, it happens.
I have to tell you, although, that was a really fun night. Riccioni was fun.
What was wrong with us? Ew.
Maybe Mina and Dren did meet.
Yeah.
They made out with each other.
Yeah, they were lesbians. Oh, my God.
You know what?
It was like sisters kissing.
Ew, I never even thought about that. Maybe Mina and Dren are lesbian for each other.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Freaks.
Anyway, but even in Italy, we woke up. We actually remember that one breakfast spot. We made it a club. They called the DJ in early. That was so fun. And then
We were dancing on the bar and people were like eating their eggs.
We looked we both wore the fuzzy boots with like our outfits. We wore white. I wore white. Like we did like the white and black.
Sometimes we mix, so it would be white and black, so we would share each other's boots.
I had a side pony in, but I have to tell you, my side pony looked so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I looked so hot.
We looked amazing. I look back and I'm like, we are so cute.
I always went to the side pony when my hair was a rat's nest from meatball days. And I'm like, all right, just throw it in a side pony. A side pony is always fixable.
Yeah, I just threw it in a poof. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I throw a flower in. I'm like, I look pretty.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So that was back in the day.
Yeah,
now
those
mommy,
are hot messes.
Now mommy meatball days.
A little more classy.
Yeah, a little classy, but we still fall.
Oh, yeah.
I still wake up and I'm like, where is that bruise from?
So now I usually won't drink until 12, like we just said.
Yep. I'll still have
you'll
a mimosa at like 9.
You'll dab a little.
Yeah.
And
I won't do shots anymore.
Once it's 12, I'll join in, and then we'll, you know, drink during the day, and then, you know, have wine at night. And then it usually turns into, like, us hooing at owls and, you know, and then just going to bed.
Yeah. And the next day, we're just dead.
And because you know what has not changed?
Dina is...
Gina? Who the fuck is Gina?
Why do I do that all the time?
Because I think, like, you're, like, ready to say what you're going to say, and it just, like, mixes together.
So, Dina... What was I going to say? Fuck me.
Well, what I was going to say is one thing that hasn't changed... is those judgy looks from our roommates.
Oh, yeah. Our roommates still judge us. Jenny's like, you smell like vodka.
They're like, go to sleep. Yeah. I'm like, we're making a TV show.
Jenny still yells at us. She bangs on the door. She's like, I'm sleeping.
Wait, you know
what? I'm like, sorry, girl.
So funny. This is like a little inside thing. When we do like mini vacations of just the OGs, the meatballs, we stay in our own room together because nobody else wants to like be around us. So we're like,
well, everybody wants their own room. Everyone wants their own room and privacy.
I'm like,
I get that, but I'm like, I don't mind sharing.
We're gonna be up late, but then a lot of them don't even want to have a room next to us. They're like, they're gonna be up late. We don't want to hear them. So
yeah, like, but it's one night.
I'm like, shut up. You're fine.
Oh, yeah. So the roommate situation is still the same.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, these girls.
They're like annoying.
Like, please go away. But then they're grateful because they can sleep and we're still making TV.
That is true. They're so like, okay, they're clocking out. Yeah,
The roommates are actually thankful for the meatballs now.
Yeah. They're like, okay, meatballs, you're up.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we've been up all day.
Yep. But we'll keep going. So, yeah, it's a little more classier now, but, you know, we still have fun. We still enjoy ourselves. We're not dressing in, like, skimpy leopard dresses and forget our underwear anymore.
Like when we woke up after the jacuzzi and went into our skimpy dresses just to go to brunch to fall asleep at the table in
Italy. We fell asleep at the table in Italy.
That was back in the day, meatball days.
Yeah. No, we were up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were dead.
I can't do that anymore.
No.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, well.
This seems like it's going to be a good one.
No, we like this one because this is what we want all the time. So Isabella.
I like that name.
Isabella C. Toop said, please, as JSF, please ask JSF, so Jersey Shore Family Vacation, if they can film your day-to-day lives instead of vacation. We have had enough.
Yes!
Bitch, I would love to film me as a mom all the time, scrambling. Like,
This is like a fight we have with the producers.
This is
on a regular.
This is my dream scene. Like, all of us, we're being moms, like, you know, getting the kids ready and just, like being moms.
People want to see that.
Being moms and, like, showing you guys that, like, we're not just all about freaking drinking and partying and doing dinners all the time. Like, our mommy life is so chaotic in itself that I think it's so
hysterical.
Entertaining. So I would love for all of us to be moms. And then, all right, kids, like, get you down to bed. I'm going to go to dinner with the girls or the roommates.
Like, show our day-to-day life.
No, yeah. So we are actually going to try to do that more. I'm going to try and have my kids on more.
Like, let me tell you, when my kids were sick and you guys went to Mike's cornhole tournament, mm-hmm. They showed me with the kids.
Love it.
Everybody loved it. And
yeah.
I said
everyone
to
wants
them,
to see
I
us
said,
as moms.
People like were like loving this. Like, we need to show more of like this stuff.
Same.
So I'm hoping we do that. I would love for you guys to see our day-to-day life.
Yeah. And I think they are pushing that a little more.
I hope so.
Because I did complain a little bit because it's hard for me to show my kids because when we go on these trips, I can't bring my kids. So, like, you guys have that moment a little bit, but I can never show me being a mom. So I think that's happening. Also, just to let you guys know, with filming kids, you need to, like, get all these permits and everything.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really hard because you can't just have your kids
working
on randomly.
Papers.
Yeah, you got to do, like, all these permits to make sure, like, your kids are in a safe environment and everything. Obviously, they are, but in the industry, you have to get everything approved.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, my kids, like, know all the producers and everything.
Oh,
we
yeah.
really are, like, a big family.
One big family, yeah.
The other day, I was having one of my girlfriends over, and I was like, yeah, Ashley's coming over. And he goes, oh, Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley, what he calls them, walkie-talkie people. That's what CJ calls all the producers, walkie-talkie people.
Yeah.
He's like, Ashley, walkie-talkie people's coming over? I'm like, no.
No, yeah. So it's really cute that we're all just like one big family. So next season's definitely going to happen. So this is from Casey Powers. How often do you guys check your livers? Not being mean or nasty, just curious. I check my liver. I do my blood and blood work and everything once a year.
I do too. I yearly. I actually just got blood work done. I do it yearly.
Yeah.
And everything was fine. I think that people think we drink more than we actually do.
I know.
I think because of the show, like, this is a thing. Like, we film, like, on the big vacation only, like, 5 to 7 days. So mm-hmm. we're making a show, you know, for entertainment. But when we're home, we don't drink like that.
Yeah, like, we'll have a glass of wine before bed here and there. Surprisingly, especially after, like, Jersey and everything, like, OG, because we drank a lot then.
We drank every day.
But after that and after I had Lorenzo, I got my liver tested. My liver is 100% fine.
Yeah,
I'm
I was
like,
shocked.
How?
Yeah, I was shocked after
like,
back in the day.
I was ready to, like, you know, get some, like, bad news. Like, oh, you need to relax a little bit. No.
Yeah, because every day in the OG seasons, I felt like my liver was going to punch me in the face.
Yeah.
And then I got it checked. Like I said, I do, like you said, yearly blood work just to make sure of everything. And, I mean, knock on wood.
We're all good.
Knocking on my head.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, yeah, we're all good. So we're good, girl. Okay, so this is from KXKDDOW72. What is the most difficult part of parenting?
I feel like for me, the most difficult part is sticking to like my
schedule.
My not only schedule, it's not that. Like sticking to my word if I say like, okay, well, if you don't do something, I'm not doing this. And then, you know, their little cute faces look at me and then they're like, well, mommy. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a monster. I think that's my most difficult part.
Especially
and,
like, with toddlers.
And
you have
Chris
babies.
Always tells me, he's like, you are going to create monsters. Because, like, I never, like, I'll be like, if you're not doing this, we're not going to the park. And then I'm like, all right, like, I look like a clown. I'm like, all right, grab your stuff. We're going to the park. Like, you know.
It'll be different when they get older.
Yeah. So I think that's my most difficult part.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to follow through with my, I guess, my punishments.
Yeah. I would say mine is divvying up time for everyone. So Lorenzo is 11, Giovanna's turning 9, and then Angela just turned 4. And so on top of all the craziness with work, filming, running my stores, my wine and everything, I'm just like always, I just feel like I'm always entrepreneur mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm home, like, I really want to spend time with each kid. So it's just hard to, you know, like I tell Lorenzo, like, Lorenzo, let's go on a date. I was like, let's just go watch a movie and get popcorn together.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want time
want
with
like,
everyone.
Yeah.
So Giovanna, I'm not worried with Giovanna because we always travel for cheer. She does competitive cheer. So we travel from like January up until May. So like I always have those little vacations with her. Not even vacations. It's cheer trips. If you're a cheer mom, you get it.
But you love it.
But I get that time with her. And then Angelo, I'm always, you know, always with Angelo because he's still 4.
So you feel like Lorenzo.
So I feel like Lorenzo, I want to make more time for him. So it's divvying up my time, but also like trying to be a wife and having that wife time.
Oh, then that's a very important.
Yeah. So I would say the worst part for me with parenting is just divvying up my time. It's just very hard.
But I'd say, you know, you're doing great. All of your kids are freaking amazing.
Lot.
But I'm sure. And then you add Rocky.
And then Rocky's running around shitting all over the place. And
you're like, you know what? Let me add Rocky.
Well, I always told you I wanted 4 kids.
Yeah.
Rocky is my 4th. I am done having kids. I cannot imagine starting all over
again.
And
by the way, Rocky looks like your family.
I know. Rocky looks like Lorenzo.
He does.
Rocky's me. But you might have another baby. I would love for you to have 3 so we can be in the same boat.
I don't know. I don't know. Because right now,
I see you having another child.
Perfect little... We have, like, a perfect little thing going on. Like, said, divvying up. Like, I could divvy up my time for both of them perfectly.
Yeah, but have another one so you're stressed like me.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, and then Chris is, like, we're done. Like, he likes 4. He's, like, us 4. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, like, I feel like we're perfect. Like, a perfect, you know, like he said, the same way, like, we're able to divvy up our energy equally.
Yeah.
So I don't know, do I break that? Like, you know, you said that's like your hardest thing. Like right now, that's not my hardest thing. So do I want to make that my hardest thing? You know?
But do you, like, I always felt like there was a child waiting for me and that was Angelo.
Yeah.
So I knew it was right here waiting for me. I don't feel that anymore with Rocky.
Yeah. I kind of feel that.
But there's another like soul waiting for you?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
But I'd have to get Chris on board.
Just get him drunk and be like, sexy time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just finish it.
Like, come on a meatball day.
Be like, oh man, I missed my period.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, so we actually have a question from in studio because we're all having mimosas together.
Yeah.
We have Jenna here from Audio Boom. And
she's drinking mimosas with us.
She has a question. Would you like to ask? She's also a meatball.
She is a meatball.
Welcome to the show, bitch.
Look, our first meatball guest.
Oh, my God. Our first guest. I'm screaming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're so cool.
I'm the one that's screaming, crying, throwing up. This is my absolute dream.
She's chugging mimosas.
Hold on. I got to set the pause.
You're the worst.
Okay, so my question actually was, there were rumors of you going on Housewives at a certain point for Jersey. I just wanted to know if you guys would ever be interested in that kind of environment or that kind of nature of it.
So I'm a huge fan of the Housewives. I love the show Guilty Pleasure.
Same.
I think like the Jersey Housewives were you know, friends with not like besties, but I mean we talk here and there.
We see Melissa and we see Teresa out and they're super nice.
Yeah.
But the meatballs hate fucking drama. I would die if I was in a fight with Melissa or Teresa. Like, I would lose sleep at night, and they literally dig shit up on each other. Like, investigators.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Investigators.
I mean,
yeah. Well, this season they were accusing Louis of doing a private investigator.
Yes.
What is it, Don Jeedle or something?
I mean, I'm not into that. I just want to have fun and like have a nice relationship. Like the housewife is not that.
And they get hard nasty.
Oh, yeah. Like ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
I mean, the first season when we had a table flip, we knew right then and there.
Oh yeah.
We were gonna have
iconic, by the way.
Oh.
I would have loved to have been there as like a friend.
Yeah. So I definitely don't think. I love the show, like Nicole said, but I wouldn't be good on a Housewives.
No, we would not.
I think we fight with each other, but we've been friends for so long. It's kind of like sibling fighting, and like I feel like they like really put their claws into each other, which like I'm not like that. So I feel like I would be very like taken back being part of that cast.
Oh, I would cry 100%
for sure.
And everyone's first season, you can always tell when they get their first fight on Housewives, they recoil so quickly.
Yeah.
Some of them.
And
some
I
of them.
Think because we've been part of this reality TV stuff for so long, we know the difference between like those fights and then our fights.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to ruin that person's life.
Yeah, no.
And I
can't do that.
I don't have that in me to do that to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want that done to me. So I would definitely not go on Housewives. I don't think I'm strong enough for that.
But also Andy said it best because, you know, we've had like a couple interviews with him and like he's seen the rumors and he's just like, you guys are known for Jersey Shore, not Housewives.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird to like intertwine those two because we're two totally different.
Yeah,
moods.
It's not a crossover.
But
yeah.
We
right.
Get
we're
along
different
with
moods.
Them. Like we get along with
I
them.
Feel like, I feel like Angelina would be amazing on Housewives.
I think Angelina would be a star.
Loves a good drama.
If anybody from our show can go on
and
the
handle
Housewives,
that shit, it's Angelina.
It's Angelina. She
loves
all
for
better
it.
Take freaking cover. That's
yeah.
That's what I'm
Angelina
saying.
Will destroy all of you.
Yeah. She's a tough cookie, that Angelina. So, yes, I could definitely see Ange on the Housewives. The rest of us, not so
I'm
much.
I'm going to put a petition for that. I would love
to see
that.
Well, we squash the rumors right here on the Meatball Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. You heard it here first.
Never. So please stop talking about it because I'm never going on there. It's too scary. Too scary for my bones.
She would be hiding under a table. No, she would be hiding under the
under
table
the,
they're flipping.
I would get a wine and be like, bye.
Yeah.
Like love
no,
you
thank
all.
Thank you.
You'll
spread
be the new,
kindness.
The new Jen Fessler.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Ange would give him a room
no,
for their
you know
money.
What I would do? I would bring in my wine and bring in an exorcist, and I would give them all fucking exorcisms. I'd be like, everybody calm the fuck down.
That would be
a
great girl's trip.
Though. I do. One thing about the Housewives, I love that all of the women drink and have like a good time.
Oh, they have
time.
A great time, yeah.
Like, I'm like, thank God. Like, that's yeah. something I love.
You know who can drink is Sonia Morgan.
Oh, I love her.
I love Sonia Morgan with my whole heart.
Yeah,
okay,
she's
guys,
a meatball.
I do have a question since we're talking about
Blair.
Ooh,
Blair wants
okay,
the floor.
Blair.
No,
calm down.
I just, what do you think of the Kyle Richards drama? Because you said, because
okay,
you mentioned wait. Like
that
the psychic.
That broke my heart.
Okay, so I am yeah. actually friends with Kyle. I did.
I love her.
What did I do with her? I did The Apprentice with her. So I got really, really close with her.
She's so
and
nice.
I looked up to her as like, you know, like a big sister, and like we confided so much. So I love her 100%. I would never say a bad thing about her. And I've seen behind the scenes of her and her husband, and they were just so perfect to me. But the psychic was like, he will
insane.
Never emotionally crazy. Fulfill you when the girls get older. Yeah. And in a marriage, you know, sometimes this happens and it sucks, but like when you get older in a marriage, you guys become different people and you grow apart. So I don't know what's happening there, but I 100% know that Kyle's going to do the best for her and her girls, and that's all.
Yeah,
that's all I want is for Kyle to be happy, and I think they're both amazing people.
Yeah, that broke my heart to say, because yeah. I had met her through you, and mm-hmm. they just always seemed great, you know?
Yeah, and like good people.
Very good people. Both
yeah,
of
like,
them.
I've like
met
normal,
both. They were so nice.
Like normal people, not stuck up, because somehow, like if you watch the show, you think these housewives are like so stuck up
but
and like
not.
In their own lane. They're really not. They're
no.
normal people.
I remember I saw Teresa. We were at, I want to say Jingle Ball. She had her girls with her. I was in the bathroom. She's like, she right away came up to me. She's like, hey, like gave me a hug. Like they really are like great, great women. But they know how to fight.
Mm-hmm. I think Kyle has always been so sweet.
Very sweet.
I've watched almost every franchise. I think Kyle is so sweet.
Yeah, she's very. She defends people
yeah.
that she loves.
Yes. She's so interesting.
Very family
she's,
oriented.
Yes,
she's
I was just about to say
person.
So close with her family. Always had such a problem when she was having problems with Kathy or Kim.
Yeah,
and Mauricio just always was so. Lovely
like
to her.
Rock,
yeah,
kind of.
They were so in love, and it just broke my heart to
and
see
like,
that.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like it really makes me sad because it kind of reminded me of me and Chris. Because, like, mm-hmm. Chris is my rock. Like, we're so family oriented. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, if, like, I hope, like, down the road, like, you know, I don't have, like, me and Chris will stay like this always.
No, always.
Like,
yeah.
you know, like, you see something like that, or even Sofia Vergara and Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
they just ended.
Well, supposedly he's divorcing her because she doesn't want kids and he wants kids.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's kind of a deal breaker.
No, that is.
And you
a
invested
deal breaker.
This whole time with someone. I mean, you should have known that from the get go.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
So, can you imagine the news? Like, Gianni and Nicole are getting a
no.
divorce and Dina and Chris.
Oh, my God. No.
I think that would be Armageddon.
That would be so sad.
That would be Armageddon.
I know. Because some people are like, oh, Dina and Chris just seem too perfect on TV. And I'm like, listen, we just
don't. No, they have
don't.
Their fights.
We fight. But, like, because I was never a girl that wanted marriage. I just didn't see that for myself. It wasn't my main thing.
Because he didn't meet the right person.
I never met the right person until I met Chris. And then I met Chris, and I was still on the show. It was the last season. And how protective of Chris was I?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I will always put Chris on a pedestal, always, when we film. Because I saw producers and what they put Gianni through, what they put Roger through,
well, that's why
what
he's
they
on
put
the show
Sam
anymore.
And Ron through.
Because they put Gianni through
and
too much shit.
And I said that season, and that's why I was such a mess, I will put myself before Chris, before they try and like ruin what I have for Chris. And this was when I first met him, because I finally felt like I found my person, because I never found that before.
Okay, I have one more question. When
oh, my
did
God.
You, sorry, and I will not talk anymore. But when did you realize he was your person? What was the moment?
I know it sounds so cheesy, but I felt like it was, like, love at first sight. Because he, like, he walked in, and I never saw him before, but we always had the same friends. And I was like, who is this guy? And they were like, and he didn't. And at this point, Jersey Shore was like the biggest hit, mm-hmm. like whatever. So I was used to people coming up to me and like introducing themselves. He never did.
Mm-hmm.
He never did any of that. And I was like, who is he? And my friend was like, that's Buck. And I was like, Buck?
That's Buck.
I was like, who the frick is Buck? I was like, why don't I know Buck? And they're like, well, he doesn't really go out much. So I actually stalked him on Facebook.
Hot. That this night. This was in the Facebook days.
That night, yeah. I stalked him on Facebook and I was like, add friend. And what I didn't know, like, he was at home. He's like, I met Dina, or I saw Dina. She was at Moore's Tavern. That's where we saw each other. And she just added me as a friend. And no one, like, Jules, which is my mother-in-law now, and his brothers were like, no, she didn't. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put where I'm going, because I was going to be with his friends the next night, too. I'm going to put on my status that I'm going there, and maybe he'll just show up. And I did, and he showed up, and I feel like that's when I knew. Like, when he walked through the doors with the friends, with his friends and my friends, I was like, oh, I like this kid. I was like, hi, I'm Dina. Like, such a weirdo. So I knew, like, I was going to put him on the pedestal, and I always have. And I just don't air our, like, yeah, we fight. Me and Chris fight. All couples fight. If you don't fight, I think that's a bigger issue.
I feel like if you don't fight, you're not invested. Like, you fight because you want everything to be perfect and you want to have a good relationship. So if you're not bickering over stupid shit,
and
you
like
don't
working
care.
Through things.
Yeah, you don't care about your relationship.
Exactly. If you're just like okay,
but I'm not
the
saying
other
like you should be fighting all the time.
No,
but you should be having bickers here and there.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be a perfect relationship because then that's fucking fake.
Exactly. But
so
me
fake.
And Chris just don't like air our dirty laundry out on TV. Like, yeah, we fight. And you'll see. Sometimes we bicker on the show. I'm sure this season coming up, you'll see us. This season, you'll see us bickering a little bit in Margaritaville.
Orlando.
But yeah, I just like, I don't know. Like, I put Chris on a pedestal when it comes to.
Say pedestal
the show.
One more time.
Pedestal.
Jesus.
Let's take a sip of our mimosas every time Dina says pedestal.
Literally.
Cheers. How many? Should we be drunk?
Should Maybe. We be drunk? Yeah.
I might be a little buzzed.
That's like 8 shots by now.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Nicole, you said that you also...
Do you work here?
that you were also love at first sight with Gianni.
Yeah, so...
But so I remember season one, mm-hmm. He came to the house.
Bernard.
When the guys mm-hmm. brought the girls over, was that the time where you saw him and you were like, this, I need this man?
No. So I totally forgot that he came to the house because I wasn't outside.
Oh, right.
So
Vinny.
I had no idea. Yeah. Vinny. Yeah. So Vinny actually, maybe Vinny made us meet. I don't know.
I was outside for that.
Yeah. Vinny brought home Gianni's cousin, and Gianni was with his godfather, Joe, who's like a really big part of our family. And Joe was not having it. He was like, I want my niece right now. Get
Oh my God, that
and
was
Gianni,
so iconic.
Gianni was like a fan of the show. So he like walked up and he was like, oh, this is cool. But like I wasn't outside, so I didn't see him. So I think it was season 3 where I finally met him at Karma. We made out, whatever. And then we went back to Karma and he was there again and he like ran up to me and showed me a video. He was like, look, it's us dancing. And to me, I was like, ugh, like this is like a guy like trying
Annoying.
To get his 15 minutes, like using me, whatever. But then, oh, he's calling. But then he just kept looking at me and like trying to follow me. And then I was curious. I was like, he's actually like really cute. Like, I think I like him, but like, we didn't really talk. So every time we went to Karma, I was like looking for him and I was like, so then eventually I was just like, all right, like, I'm going to bring him home. But, like, I played it off like I didn't care.
Right.
Yeah, like,
I was like,
cool.
Mario, whatever. And then after he left, I, like, felt really bad and I missed him. But I didn't even know him. So I was like, oh, my God, I think, like, you know, I need to hang out with this guy. So Ron ended up taking his number down because he called.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was at the stage where I was like, oh, I hate boys. I just want to have a good time. But I always said, I want to go to Jersey Shore, find my Guido, and have tan babies.
And you said that.
I manifested it.
You really did manifest
so
it.
So Ron took his number down, thank God. And then when we were leaving season three, I took his number and I went home and I called him. I was like, do you want to hang out? And then we hung out and he was just like, he didn't judge me. He like accepted me for me and he really liked me. And I was like, okay, like I don't feel this way with any other guy. I was like, I just feel like you're like my best friend and like we have fun. And he like took care of me. Like if I blacked out at a random bar, he would like bring me home. And then the next day be like, you're fucking wild. Like, relax. So I feel like,
I feel like the meatballs found, like, they're, like...
Yeah, like, they take care of us.
Yeah.
Like, they'll yell at us.
They even us out.
Yeah. So I feel like if we never settled with the men...
Oh, I'd be
with
a hot
with
mess.
Our men, like, where would we be? I think I'd be in jail or something.
I'd be a hot mess.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know where I would be. So at the end of the day, we found our soulmates.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our meatball soulmates.
We love you, Chris and Gianni.
Yeah, because they're both short and amazing. And I feel like they're, like, for us.
Oh, my God.
But also, like, when they hang out, they're, like, the same person.
Well, my first date, they're like I fell us. Asleep on the toilet because I was drunk.
Yeah, and he was like, and he's still there
for
you.
He was like, excuse me.
Yeah, he wiped your ass for you.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Fell asleep. That was when I was, like, a hot mess. He definitely, like, he balanced me. What's next on the questions?
Ooh, not going to say that one. Oh, this is a good one. So this is from Tahiti T. She says, I'm on the search for a lifelong meatball. How do I find one? So aww. If you didn't find your meatball yet, I would say you're going to find her at the bar. And you guys are going to become best friends over drinks. You're going to go to the bathroom. You're going to spill each other's heart out together. And you're going to take each other's number down. And you're going to know that's your girl, especially if you're young. You're going to know that's your girl to always go to. You guys are going to become best friends. And then you're going to have babies together and be best friend meatball mamas.
Or if you're a mom and you're looking for a meatball mommy, you...
Oh, that's harder.
No, I don't know. I mean...
No, because some moms are different.
Yeah, I think...
You need to find the radar.
You have to be on the radar. First of all, you're going to go, you put your child in sports and
or camp,
or you figure out which mom you think will drink a wine with you during a play date.
That is the test.
Yeah.
So my test.
Do you drink wine?
Yeah. So my test is if you want to do a play date, oh, I have some wine and crackers. Amazing. I'll bring another bottle. But if they're like, oh, no. I'll just have some water. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Or like,
I like you, but you're not going to be my friend.
If, like, your kid's at camp and you're seeing the moms, try and, like, kind of, like, weave around to see
like you want to go for lunch
would do a wine.
And then if you go to lunch and they order a drink, boom.
Yeah, you're friends.
If they order an espresso, okay.
Yeah.
Boo. I like you, but we're not going to be bestie moms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you put X in espresso.
I do that too, I think. Espresso.
My sister does it too.
Espresso. How do you say it?
Espresso.
Oh, espresso. Mm.
Please, I get made fun of through my castmates.
Oh my God.
For everything I say.
Can you please say Vegas?
Vegas.
No, you say Vegas.
Vegas.
And she says bagel.
Leave me alone.
Vegas, bagel.
I get shit.
You have a weird
Paulie
accent sometimes.
And Vinny.
Vegas.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, leave me alone.
You say weird words.
Let me just say what I say.
Well, this is a fun one. This is from Layla Ackerman. What's the drunkest you've ever been? Oh. I'm going to say both of us getting arrested.
Oh, for sure.
That was probably the most iconic, craziest time I've ever been drunk.
Yeah.
And only because I had to go to work at 10 a.m. And I went in, like, my party outfit. I had a blanket over me going to do the T-shirt shop shift. And I was like, no. I was like, I need to have another drink before
I
actually die.
Well, because we were out until, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So you were, like, you were still drunk.
Yeah. So I think me...
Or you were teeter-tottering. That's
I was teeter-tottering. That's why I needed another drink. So I ran away, and I drank all day, and then I got arrested on the beach. So that was my... craziest drunk I've ever been.
Yeah. I would say probably, when I got arrested, a little behind the scenes, I remember we had like a
Gina
big...
Gina was crying. She missed me.
Yeah. I was, first of all, I didn't have my meatball. I was by myself. Second of all, I had Chris and my friend Mallory at the house until like 7 a.m. 7 a.m. and they left. And then we were up the entire
time. Was
that
on? I don't remember.
I don't know when, what they aired or what, but they woke me up at 9 a.m. to do an interview. And I was like,
disgusting.
Dude, I just went to sleep. They're like, well, you could either do interview or you could do a meatball day, like whatever you want to do. And I'm like, interview or meatball day? Like, I'll do a fucking meatball day then. Like, I'm not doing interview at 9 a.m. when I'm still drunk. I hate it when they woke me up for interview when I was still drunk. Like,
I still PTSD from
that. So I was like, fine. Like, I was like, listen, I'd rather do a meatball day than interview. Mm-hmm. So they're like, all right, then do a meatball day. And then I was like, okay. And I thought they meant, like, later. And then I went back in bed and they turned on my lights because they turn on our lights back in the day.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to kill them. So then I was like, okay. And they're like, why don't you try and rally some roommates up? I'm thinking to myself, it's 9 a.m. No one's going to freaking come with me to go and, like, get drinks right now. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, but you tried.
Does anybody?
Like, hello?
I'm like, hey, excuse me. Does anybody want to come with me to get daiquiris? And they're like, go away, Dina. So I was like, all right, I'm on my own. And I thought to myself, all right, what I'm going to do, I won't drink right away. I'll wait for everybody to wake up. But I'll go and I'll find the liquor and I'll bring it back. Like, the liquor store that was, like, a drive away.
Oh, yeah, and it was always open.
So I'm walking, and I'm like, beep, beep, beep.
And mind
beep,
you, I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months
you
pregnant.
You were sleeping. I'm
8 months pregnant
missing
with Lorenzo
my meatball.
In my pregnant
room. She would have been there with me.
100%.
So I'm like, boop a doo walking around. I'm like, I'm lost. I don't know where the liquor store is. First of all, why did they let me out by myself? And then I'm like, okay, EJ's is over there. Why not? And then I just drank. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I just wound up getting arrested.
And that was a fun season for me, I feel, because I was, like, completely sober, but, like, miserable because I was, like, pregnant. It was my first time. It was,
so sad.
Freaking hot.
That whole season. I missed Chris. I missed you. Yeah. I was, like, in a freaking depression.
It was so hot. I didn't want to be there. Like, my first time pregnant. Like, I don't want to be here. Like, I want to be with my man. Like, I was just, like, in a mood. I was, like, this is my first time pregnant, and I can't even be with my man. Like, my baby daddy, who wasn't my husband yet. So I get a call, and they're like, you have to get up. So Jenny was on crutches at this point.
Yeah.
So she's, like, not movable. So I had to pick Jenny up in her crutches, and I'm driving the big SUV, which, like, I can't even see over the steering wheel. So I'm like, oh, my God, like, 8 months pregnant.
I looked, Ron and Sam are playing games. Like, Dina's in jail. Who
my
cares?
My big-ass belly's out, and I'm like, I have to go get Dina. She's in jail. So I pick Dina up. Jenny's freaking, like, dying because she has one leg. And I'm picking Dina up, wasted in jail, and I'm like, I'm a mom. I was like, this is how mom life's going to be. So I was, like, pretending to, like, be a mom, and I was like, I can do this.
Yeah. You got me a card, and you're like, congratulations.
I was like, congratulations, you got arrested. Yeah. Amazing.
Like they.
Memories.
Yeah, that was probably one of the drunkest.
Yeah,
for sure.
Same.
I, like, ran away from the cops and, like, thought I was playing tag.
Yeah, and they weren't having it.
No.
Nope.
They were, and, like, I was singing.
And you're arrested.
They didn't show this, but in the, we can't listen to music, so I was in the street dancing because I was listening to the Cars music, and I'm like,
dancing in the street.
Yeah, I was dancing in the street.
That's
listening
illegal
to Cars
in
music.
Seaside.
Yeah. And then I was singing, I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, yeah. She was doing her singing voice.
I was dancing, I want to dance with somebody. But, of course, they couldn't show that because, you know, they would have had to pay a lot of money to show that. But I was singing, I want to dance with somebody because I was so lonely.
Sorry,
I missed
girl.
My Chris. I missed my meatball. God.
That was like crowning.
You guys made me alcoholics that season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like, what a great episode this was.
So fun. So this is why I definitely want to do more fan questions and everything. So make sure you guys text us or leave us a message at 732-508-7952. You can ask us questions,
behind
tell us stories.
Stuff.
Yeah, we'll do it all. Mm-hmm. This was nice. We did it, meatball.
Let's go get sauced.
Love you, bitches.
Bye.